Hi, welcome to It's All About Relationship. I'm David Novak, and you're about to listen to episode number 100. Wow, 100. Hey, thanks for joining us today. If you've been with us before, you kind of know what the show's about, and I welcome you back, and I really appreciate your faithfulness. And if this is your first time joining us, hey, welcome aboard. Hope you enjoy this. I think you probably will. As I mentioned at the very top, this is episode number 100, so it's kind of, I guess it's kind of a big deal, and you would kind of expect me to have some special guests on today, but your special guest is David Novak. It's just me, nobody else. It's just me, number 100. So, hey, wow. We started this podcast back in July of 2019, right? I think so. Yeah, 2019. So it's been, you know, roughly a year and a half. And last time I looked, I checked out the stats and all that kind of stuff. I think we were in 40, had listeners in 40, gosh, I think it was 47 countries and 42 U.S. states or something like that. I don't even know anymore. But anyway, 30-something states. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Anyway, here we are. Before I get into what we're going to talk about, you know, just a little, you know, self-promotion plug. If you want to follow us on Facebook, do that, please. You can go to It's All About Relationship on Facebook, or if you want to go to Instagram, you can follow us there too. But under that one, it's called David Novak Podcast, and that's David and N-O-V-A-K Podcast. The reason is because somebody else had the name already on Instagram. And if you want to follow me as an actor, I would love for you to do that. It's on Facebook, it's David Novak Actor. And on Instagram, it's the same thing, and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. And real quickly, before we get going, one more thing I want to throw out there. Most recent movie that I've been in, Lost Outlaw, faith-based Western. It's been released. It's on Amazon Prime. It's at Walmart. It's at Target. It's at, gosh, it's all over the place now. So you can rent it. You can buy DVDs. You can download it. You can do whatever you want with it. Anyway, as again, it's a faith-based Western. A little bit of action in there. And I play Jack in the movie. And it was directed, produced, and written by Daryl Mapson. And Jeff Smith is also one of the producers on it. And there's a whole myriad of people that did a great job. So anyway, would love for you to check that out. Hopefully you can. So anyway, here we go. What am I going to talk about today? Well, you know, I put some thought into it as I try to do in all these, and I had a myriad of different thoughts that kind of go through my head that I believe that the Lord has led me into. And it kind of came up on a number of topics, but basically, okay, the name of the show is it's all about relationship, right? So what do I mean by that? Well, it's all about relationship with the Lord, and that's how we become. I don't want to just say happy, but joyful, you know, from the inside out. It's all about having a closer relationship with the Lord, and if you feel distant from the Lord, or if you feel like you're not hearing His voice, or you don't have the peace that you're wanting to have, it's all about relationship. But why might it be that, I mean, you can have a good relationship with the Lord and still feel like you don't have peace, or still feel, you know, like there's just something going on, you're not quite, you know, hearing from God or hearing from the Spirit. And what might some of those things be? Well, it could be maybe we're not spending enough time with the Lord in prayer. Could be that. Usually that's it. There might be something going on in our lives that we're not taking care of, and maybe we're stuffing it. You know, there might be unforgiveness in our lives. And if you're in unforgiveness towards anybody, man, that's going to stop up your flow. Think of a pipe with water going through it, you know? We want a nice flow from, you know, the Spirit of God to us. But when we have unforgiveness, bitterness, resentfulness, or any sin in general, it kind of clogs up the pipes, you know what I mean? So we're not getting that even flow that we want. So we got to get that stuff out. We got to roto-rooter it, you know. And it may be tough. It may be tough. Maybe there's somebody that's done something in your life that, man, you're just having a hard time getting over, or you just can't let it go. And I've had people do things, you know, to me that are very, very difficult. And it's, you know, they hurt deep. It's like a scar. It's like a wound that keeps festering, you know. And you got to bring it to God. You just got to bring it to God and say, Lord, I don't want this in my life. I don't want offense in my life. I don't want unforgiveness. I don't want bitterness and resentfulness. Well, what about this? What about that thing that that person did? Are we just supposed to pretend like it didn't happen? No, not necessarily, but we have to ask God to cleanse us of that yuck and that gunk in us and get that cleared out of our system and clean those pipes. And every time that person or that thing or whatever it is may come up, we need to bring it to God and say, Lord, you know, I don't want to have this, you know, feeling towards this person or this situation. Lord, cleanse me and empower me by your Holy Spirit. And do the best to look at that person or that situation as God would. Try to see it through his eyes. You know, I have a note here that says, offense, respond in grace. So what's that mean? So we try to walk in the way that Christ would have us walk, excuse me, or, you know, respond in a situation. You know, somebody may say something that's very offensive, That's something that I deal with on a regular basis. What I mean, that I don't go around trying to offend people. I don't mean that. But I mean, it's easy for me, for my feelings to get hurt. So that's something that, you know, so it's easy to get offended sometimes. And you just, you know, Lord, help me to respond in grace. Help me to not just react, but respond. You know, don't give place to a negative. Just, you know, try to do your very best with the help of God to turn a negative into a positive. I remember, it was so funny, somebody said something to me a couple of weeks ago, and it wasn't a big deal, and they didn't mean anything by it, but it kind of stuck in my craw for a while. They said something about, I don't even want to get into it. But anyway, they said something, and I don't think they even really meant what I, the way I took it, but I kind of took it to offense and it kind of bothered me for a couple of days. And I kept thinking about it, it kept coming up to me. And I thought, you know, that's stupid. That's just stupid. That's Satan. That's the enemy trying to, you know, have me have a, you know, unforgiveness or resentfulness in my life. And I don't need that, you know, let it go. They didn't mean anything by it, I'm sure. And even if they did, we still have to let it go. There's a great scripture that in Galatians 2:21, it says, excuse me, our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. Anyone can say, I love God, yet have hatred toward another believer. This makes them a phony, because if you don't love a brother or sister whom you can see, how can you truly love God whom you can't see? For he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also demonstrate love to others. And that's in 1 John 4:19 through 21 in the Passion Translation. Isn't that cool, though? Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. Wow. Yeah. Couple of other things that I want to talk about other than offense is, are we taking God for granted? I mean, are we being thankful or joyful and not just dependent on our feelings? You know, there's so many things that we can be grateful for and thankful for. Maybe, you know, we don't have exactly the job or the career that we want, or maybe it's difficult to pay our bills at the moment, or maybe we're dealing with some kind of sickness or disease or something, or other lack in our lives. But if we just take time to think of what God has done in our lives. First of all, the most important thing, and this is like the number one thing I thank God every morning for when I'm, you know, spending private time with God. You know, thank you for my salvation. Man, I mean, that's the number one thing in our life, right? Our salvation. And from that point on, everything else is kind of secondary. I mean, that's the starting point. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Thank you for sending Jesus to come and pay the price for our sins. And that because of his sacrifice, you know, we have eternal life. So that's our beginning point, right? We start there. And then we kind of branch out. And thank you for this day, Lord. You gave me another day to be alive. I mean, that's something to be thankful for, right? And today I get to eat, hopefully. Hopefully you're one of the ones that are eating today. And so thank you for providing that. And thank you for the health that I can, maybe that, you know, I'm able to walk today. I'm able to talk today. I'm able to hear. I'm able to see, you know, or maybe you're lacking one of those things. But all the other things, just to having a grateful heart is so key to our relationship with the Lord, knowing that he's working in our lives. And even if we can't necessarily see things that we've been believing and praying for, we never give up. We don't give up. Talk about Hebrews 11:1 for just a second. Now faith, this is amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the title deed or the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. So we're believing for something, okay? We're believing, you know, that maybe our career is going to go to another level, or that our marriage will be fixed, or continuing to believe for healing in a certain area of our lives, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is. We continue to believe and keep our faith out there, even when we don't see it. And we got to believe that God is still working, you know, whether we feel it or not. Because faith is not dependent on emotions. Faith is not dependent on emotions. We look past our emotions and we look to the Word of God. And that's the ultimate authority in our lives, is the Word of God. What did God say about a situation? Whatever he said, that's what we need to hang on to. That's our anchor. He's our anchor. He's our hope. We can't be led by our feelings. And you're listening to a guy that used to always be led by his feelings. I mean, trust me, man, I was the emotional feeling guy all the time. I mean, I was up, I was down, I was around, people that knew me, you know, years ago, it's like, is this the same guy I used to know 20 years ago? Because I was definitely led by my feelings, but I've grown, and hopefully, you know, you are too. I believe you are. Now, check this out. Hebrews 11:6, one of my favorite scriptures. I love this one. But without faith, is it impossible to please him? For whoever comes near to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. I'm going to read that again. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6 out of the Amplified. Now, here's an interesting, this is from the Greek, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this Greek word, but ekzeteo, ekzeteo. Okay, that's the Greek word for diligently. Remember I said who diligently seek him? Okay, so what does that mean? In that Greek word, this is from the Strong's Concordance, it means to investigate, crave, demand, search out. Okay, so those who diligently seek him. So those who search him out, investigate, crave him, demand. And in Hebrew, it talks about worship, inquire, seek after, carefully, diligently. So are we diligently seeking him? Are we searching him out? Are we investigating? Are we craving the Lord, craving to know him better and better? Okay, if we are, he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So think about that. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we have to have faith in order to please God. For whoever comes near to God must believe that he exists. So you got to believe that God exists. If you don't believe God exists, what's the point, right? And that he rewards those who diligently seek him. So are we diligently seeking him? How do we diligently seek him? Well, going right back to the beginning of what I talked about, at the very beginning, we spend time with God. We fellowship with him. We see what he says in his word, and that's what we go with. And we continually look to the Lord to help us to get offense out of our life, to get resentment, to get sin out of our lives. And we don't do it. We need God's help to do this stuff. Okay, because if you just think that you can, you're not going to live a perfect life, and God doesn't say that you have to live a perfect life. That's under the law. We're not under the law. Jesus paid the price for our sins. So we just diligently seek the Lord, and as we do that, we will draw closer to him. All this gunk will, you know, be lifted from us, you know, as we push it off and continue to move forward, and we become cleaner as we draw closer to the light, okay? Because in light, there is no darkness. So as we draw closer to the light, which is the Lord, we become more and more like him, and darkness flees. It begins to fall away from us. Does that make sense to you? I sure hope it does, because that's so key, to just continue to have a closer relationship with the Lord. And how do we do that? Now, I just got done talking about how we do that. It's diligently seeking him. The key word is diligently seeking him. Because if we're not diligent about it, think about it. Anyway, this was kind of short and sweet today. I hope it's kind of blessed you. And I know it will. And if you want to listen to it again, you know, give that a shot. Because sometimes, I know when I listen to, you know, preachers and teachers and people on podcasts and teaching, sometimes I'll listen to something a second time and it'll really hit me the second time around even more so. And also, if this has blessed you at all, share this link with somebody else, you know, send in an email, send in a text, whatever you want to do, shoot it around. Anyway, again, it's all about relationship, episode number 100. Hey, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, tell your friends, have them listen, pray for me. Always need prayer. God bless you. Have an awesome day.